Welcome to How to Build a Tent. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show with a friend. My name is Matt Williams. I really appreciate you guys checking the show out, being faithful listeners. We are part of the Cross Politic Network, which is rebranding as the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to crosspolitic.com. You can go be a member and come alongside of us and be part of our team as you support us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. And not only are you able to come alongside of us and support us as we are trying to equip you guys to be faithful in what God has called you to, but you also get great benefits. You get the Shotgun Worldview series, you get discounts on merchandise, you get this really cool HTBT mug. I just love this thing, not just because it's my show, but it's actually a really great mug. It's big, it can get my hands fitted in the handle. I love it. When you put HTBT into the memo field, when you subscribe at any tier that they have, you'll get this mug for free. So check it out, pray about it, and pray for us. That would be really appreciated. If you want to reach out to me for anything for the business plan contest, if you want to enter that, check out episode 90 with all the official rules and those good things. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. I love hearing from you guys, answering your questions, talking to you about something I said on the show, discussing future show topics. You can also find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. We live stream the show at 12 p.m. Pacific every weekday on the Cross Politic social media sites, so you can check that out. We're also on YouTube. Really appreciate that. Today, I cried a little bit inside. I read a review, a really good review for the guys over at Cross Politic, and then they had these two little asterisks, and it said, "It, however, is a little overwhelming having every Cross Politic contributor being downloaded to my phone. Not that I have anything against the business podcast, that's moi. It just doesn't have much applicability to my life." And I was so hurt, and I just didn't know why. Like, why was I so hurt that this person didn't find my show applicable to their life? And then I started having imposter syndrome. I started having immense depression, and I was praying, God, why? Why does this person not feel that this show is applicable to their life? And I realized why I was so hurt. It's because business is part of everybody's life if you're in business or if you're not in business. And I was talking with my wife about it. I'm like, how can we be more applicable? How can we seem more applicable to people's lives? After all, this show is not how to make your business successful, but how to make you successful, no matter what you're doing. And my wife and I were going back and forth talking about how much our day-to-day family lives are run just like a business. And when you realize that managing your family finances is pretty much the same thing as managing a business. So I want to just talk about, for those of you who are at home managing the finances, running a home, I want to help you guys be successful too with how you guys manage your household finances. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to take business principles and apply them to your household, to your finances, and see if we can find ways to make you more successful to grow your wealth regarding your family. So that's what we're going to get into today. I'm really excited about it. It's going to be a really packed show. I'm going to try to get it within that 18-minute window that we've talked about before of how long we have on average of an attention span. Before we jump into that, well, we are going to talk, let me talk about those 3 points to just really get you on the hook. We're going to talk about understanding your assets and liability, understanding opportunity cost, and then also understanding your tax liability. So these are 3 things we're going to examine today on the show. I'm really excited about it. Before we do, I want to talk to you about our sponsor, 24/7 QBO. For those of you who have QuickBooks, maybe you have QuickBooks for your family, for your small business, maybe for your big business. Maybe you've just been using it ever since you started it and you've just been growing. And you just can't quite figure out all of the features that you're paying for when you are subscribing and buying the QuickBooks product. Well, there is a solution for you. 24/7 QBO. These bookkeepers are masters. They are experts at QuickBooks. They can help you and give you customer support. 24/7 QBO. With any of your questions, with any of your bookkeeping questions, your QuickBooks questions, check them out. 24/7 QBO. They're going to save you a lot of headaches And they are just going to help you maximize the return on investment of subscribing to QuickBooks. So check them out. They are going to give you just the best customer service you can get. Check them out. Help support the show by supporting our sponsors. Really appreciate that. And you can just give them a call. Go over to their website, give them a call, and just get a taste of how good their customer service experience is. And they will walk you through all of the value that they can provide you. All right. So today, we're managing your finances. Your family finances is just like your business. And I want to talk about some principles just to understand in the household setting that we think about in the business world that you might not be thinking about it in that way during your finances, during your family finances, and just thinking about your assets and your liabilities. So the first point, jumping into it, is your assets and liabilities. You need to understand what your assets are and what your liabilities are for your household. Now, in business, there's cash, cash on hand, bonds, capital expenditures, equipment. These are all assets. And just like in business, so too in your personal life. You have assets as a family. You have your income. Maybe you have multiple incomes. You have your savings and investment. You have your home. You have your car. You have your computer, maybe a guitar, a piano. These are all things that are assets that you can use to generate more wealth, to cut down on debt, to pay off debt, to save more money, to accrue wealth. And you should start looking at all of these things as assets that can create more wealth. I love the definition by Wikipedia, actually has a really good one of what an asset is. In financial accounting, so it's an accounting term, but it applies to the family. An asset is an economic resource, anything tangible or intangible that can be owned or controlled to produce value and is held by a company, or in this case, a family, to produce positive economic value is an asset. Simply stated, assets represent value of ownership that can be converted to cash. So all of these things in your house can be converted to cash, your car can be converted to cash. And I like this part too, intangible. Something intangible is an asset. What is intangible in your household that's an asset? Your time. Your time is the biggest asset. And just like all these other items, your income, your home, your car, that can be converted into cash, so can your time. And how much time you put into something can be converted into cash. And it's really important to understand all of these assets. And we'll get into why in a second. So those are what assets are. And now a liability, I love this definition. I went to a different source, accounting tools. And it says, a liability is a legally binding obligation payable to another entity. Liabilities are incurred in order to fund the ongoing activities of a business, or a family in this case. And they give examples, accounts payable, account accrued expenses, wages payable, so like your salaries that you pay your employees, taxes payable, you have those as a family for sure. These obligations are eventually settled through the transfer of cash or other assets to the other party. Now, an example of this in the family setting would be a mortgage. That's a liability. Credit card debt is a liability. House payments, car payments, those are all liabilities. So you can actually go from a family, from your family's perspective, and go through and list all of your different assets and list all of your liabilities. And what you can do is you can take those assets and you can subtract those liabilities and you'll get your net worth as a family. And you could actually start playing around with that and seeing how you can lower debt or how you can increase your assets and capital to increase that wealth. And that is something that's very valuable from a business perspective to apply to your family, is how do you increase the wealth of your family? And that leads us to our second point that's really important, is your opportunity cost. Now, an opportunity cost is very simply the cost of doing something at the expense of doing something else. And it's a mutually exclusive kind of a thing. So for an example, if you are packed with a busy schedule and you have errands to run, and there's two main errands that you have to run, but you can only get to one because of time constraints. Let's just say you have to go to the grocery store to pick up groceries. And you also have to go to the post office to mail some bills to make sure that you pay those liabilities, but you can't do both. So you can either choose to go to the store, the grocery store, to pick up dinner for the night, or you can go to the post office to mail those checks to pay off those liabilities or to pay the payment for a liability. But you can't choose both. You can only do one. So if you decide to go to the grocery store, the opportunity cost is going to the post office because you're not going to be able to do it. The cost of going to the grocery store was that you were not able to go to the post office to mail those bills. Conversely, if you go to the post office instead of the grocery store, the opportunity cost is going to the grocery store. You went to the post office at the expense of not going to the grocery store. Now, why is this important? Because our lives are filled with opportunity cost. Because we can't be in more than one place at once. We can't be spending our time and our resources in more than one place at once, most likely. So even just like in business, where you are going to choose between different projects because you only have a certain amount of money, a limited resources to spend, you're going to look for the biggest ROI, the return on your investment. And so too, in the family setting, you can do the same things. So, and a good example of this is maybe you have that side hustle. You listened to our episode 101 yesterday, and you decided that you wanted to start doing some work on the side. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom. You decided that you wanted to start doing some editing online. So you went to a freelance website and you put in your portfolio of past articles that you edited, and you are getting paid $30 an hour to edit papers. Now, normally you clean the house every day for an hour, and that takes up your time, but now you're trying to free up your time. So either you could spend an hour cleaning, or you can spend that hour doing the editing, making $30 an hour. What do you do? Well, in the real world, you can't just not clean your house, but you want to make some more money. You want to make 30 bucks more an hour every day. So what do you do? Well, this is the importance of understanding your assets. You have an asset, your time, your skill of editing. It's worth $30 an hour. That's a great asset. But you have this other problem where you need to clean the house. So you might want to create a liability by hiring someone to clean the house, because you have found that you can hire someone to clean the house for $10. Now, why would you do that? Because the house has to get clean, but you want to create wealth and make money. And you know, because you've listed your assets, you've listed your liabilities, you understand opportunity costs because you've listened to the show, that you are going to create more wealth for yourself instead of taking the time to clean the house for a $10 savings. You're going to hire someone for $10 an hour to clean the house while you go and do editing for an hour. So if you do that fancy economic formula of assets minus liabilities equals your wealth, it's actually assets equals liabilities plus owner's equity, or wealth is the formula, but liabilities are on the wrong side. But basically, so not to be confusing, not to go into accounting, just for our sake, assets minus liability equals your wealth. So you exchange what your normal activity, which in the market was $10 an hour to clean the house, to do something that is more advantageous and creates more wealth for you by editing for $30 an hour. So you made $20 an hour more in wealth than you did before when you didn't use your assets to its maximum potential. Instead of cleaning the house, where you were essentially paying yourself $10 an hour, instead of paying someone else $10 an hour, you decided to do something that you were going to make more money with your asset. You were going to do something to convert your assets into more money than you were in the past. Now, just imagine taking that example. Obviously, those numbers are off, and it's usually not that big of a difference. Or, I mean, it's not, you're not going to make 200% return. Maybe you will. Maybe those are real ratios. But just imagine making those decisions for every area of your household life. Maybe instead of doing the chores through the house, you hire your kids to do it for like $5 a chore, and that allows you to free up more time to do a side hustle or to invest more time into your career. And if you start thinking about all of those different things in a way where you can do opportunity cost, and how do you maximize the assets that you have to create more wealth, to limit the liabilities, or to just generate more income, then your family is going to grow in greater wealth. And then the third point I wanted to hit, man, this time is flying by so quickly. The third point is understanding your tax liabilities. And this is where I really just, like, I've been planning for the show. I've talked about it a lot. We really just need to get honorary HTBT, the official fiduciary financial advisor. So I can just point you guys to one. So I'm going to be looking for one of those. But until then, find a financial advisor who can walk with you through all of your income and your finances and your expenses and plan for your tax liability. Maximizing your write-offs, maximizing your deductions is one of the easiest ways for you to save money and to increase wealth. It's easy to do taxes. It's really hard to maximize the amount of tax write-offs that you can have. To leverage all of those deductions, the tax codes are really complicated. The big businesses have thousands of lawyers, maybe not thousands, but hundreds of lawyers, like GE. They paid, you've heard that story, I'm sure, where they paid zero in taxes, even though they had crazy amount of profit. It's because the tax code is super complicated on purpose, because lawyers lobby the tax, lobby DC to make tax law super complicated, so you need tax lawyers. That's basically what it is. But so anyways, besides that tangent, we don't have time for tangents. Make sure that you're talking with a fiduciary, and that is someone who is not selling you things on commission, but will fee-based, will just charge you by the hour or for a consultation, and they will go through you and work with you a plan to mitigate your tax liabilities, to make sure that you're investing what you need to invest. It's so important that you understand your financial situation and you have a plan, that you're just not going through it on your own. The last thing I'll say about this, one of the advantages of possibly doing a side hustle related to taxes is that you can form a business and in a lot of cases put a lot of those expenses that you would normally have onto your business and use those as a business expense and carry over losses for your business to your personal. Now, again, talk about that with a financial advisor. I've known a lot of people in the past who have companies that have taken losses for multiple years, and they're not upset about it because they're able to carry those losses onto their personal side and they pay less in taxes. It's an easy, painless way to maximize your wealth by lowering the taxes burden that you have. And it's not going to require like a tons of deep cuts where you guys are not going to be able to eat. You're going to have to fast for a week. But it's just going to take a couple hours of talking with a financial advisor. Maybe it'll cost you $300-$400, but it can save you thousands of dollars. If you can invest $200-$300 to set up your finances and your tax structure and your business and all those things and work to optimize them to give you the most tax relief as possible, and you can save thousands of dollars, that is a win. So please, I can't say it enough, make sure that you have a financial advisor to help you walk through life. It's gonna benefit you so much. Oh my goodness, there's so much more I wanted to get into. I guess I'm gonna have to break this up into multiple shows through the next couple of weeks. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. Email Matt, How to Build a Tent. You can look at me on the social media sites. Follow me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. And we will talk to you next time. God bless.